This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Stephen Rice of New Hope, East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Faith, Hope, and Love, was delivered on May 29th, 2022. Here now is Pastor Stephen Rice.
It's good to be here today. It's good to be able to share with you. So today we're going to be talking about three gifts from God, faith, hope, and love. And when we examine these gifts, we see that God gives them to us so we may get through the hard times. Gifts that we can also use in the good times to share with other people. So these gifts are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Live in these three: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So let's start with faith. Faith is believing in Jesus Christ. That's the first blank there. Faith is believing in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, that is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. And with this gift, we receive it, and we are saved for all eternity." And we can never lose that. But faith is supernatural because we believe in a God that we cannot see. We believe in a God that works miracles around us, but we don't actually see him doing the miracles. We don't see him in his presence. So it takes a supernatural belief in order to receive this. People ask Christians, you know, how do you know about God? Where is he? I want to see him. I want to talk to him. How do I do this? And you see that people are Christians by their actions, right? James 2:24 says, "You see that a person is saved by what he does, not by faith alone." We are to walk in faith, and we need to trust God. So faith is kind of a trust. How much do we trust God? How much do you trust God? Like Pastor Aaron was saying, how do you trust God? Do you trust him with your finances? Do you trust him with your marriage? Do you trust him with your work situation, right? We say it all the time. We say, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But do we? If we look at Proverbs 3:5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." So I want to do a little exercise right now. So if I can call up my lovely wife, Susan, please come up here. Have you guys ever heard of the trust test? The trust test? No? It kind of goes like this. So this is Susan. So here's Susie. So turn around. Okay. And then she's going to just fall back, and I'm going to catch her. Okay? Ready, set, go.
Yes.
Okay, give her a hand.
Yes.
Wait, now it's my turn. No. Thank you, lovely assistant. But God is just like that. When we fall, he will catch us, and we have to trust him in that. We have to know in our hearts of heart with our faith to trust God, that we will walk in faith, that we will trust him in the good times and in the bad times. And I've noticed in my life, when I'm struggling with my faith and I'm starting to maybe a little doubt creeping in, it's because I've lost that trust, right? I take my eyes off Jesus, and I'm looking at the problem. I'm looking at a person who is maybe having a problem, and I say, God, why don't you help that person, right? And the same thing with them, same thing with all of us. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. We need to be praying. We need to be reading the word. We need to be coming to church like this meeting so that one another, we can encourage one another. We can be there to love one another. We can be there just to be a friend. Just to, some people just like to say, you know, hello, and that will make their day. You know, Susan is always telling me she's a little taller, so she's at the market a lot. And these little elderly ladies, can you reach that for me? And just that one thing can go a long way to showing somebody the love of Jesus. Just a small thing, right? So trust in God, not on your own understanding. The second gift is hope. Hope is looking to the future, looking to a good future, looking to a great future, right? Jesus Christ is our hope. And that's another blank in your notes. Jesus Christ is our hope. Psalm 71 says, "The Lord is my hope." And we have hope because of Jesus Christ. He went to the cross. He died for our sins. He is waiting for us to accept him as our Savior, and he welcomes us with open arms. And once you are saved, like I said before, you cannot lose that salvation. Faith and hope go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." We can't see heaven. We can read in the Bible. We can read in the book of Revelations in the last chapter what it's supposed to look like, streets of gold, all kinds of, we'll have our own mansions and all this other kind of stuff, and we will be with God and he will be with us, right? So Revelations 21:3-4 says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying in heaven, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men and he will live with them. They will be his people and God himself will be with them and be their God.'" So when we die, we will go to heaven and we will be with God. We will be with Jesus Christ. We will be with God the Father. We will be with the Holy Spirit, all of the angels, all the people that have been saved and died before us. And this is the hope that we look for. This is the future that we put our eyes on and why we do what we do here on this planet to help one another. Now, I've had two people in my life that have committed suicide. And it's always like a big question, like, why would you do that? You know, one of my cousins did it, and I was like, why would she do that? What was going on in her life? And doing some reading on it, they say that people that commit suicide are hopeless, but I don't want to say it quite that way. I would say their situation, they think their situation is hopeless. And they think that they are helpless to change that situation. But you and I know that situations change all the time. Something can happen tomorrow to turn your life completely around. Something can happen, you get a diagnosis and the doctor says, you're clean, the cancer is gone. These are the things that we hope for. These are the things that we trust. And we cannot give in to despair no matter the situation that we're in. We always have that hope to look forward to with Jesus Christ. He is our hope and he is our love. Hebrews 13:5 says, "God himself said, 'I will never desert you. I will never forsake you.' And you will confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid.'" So faith, hope, and the third one is love. And this is God's love, unconditional love, agape love, right? And I have learned that humans need to be able to give love and receive love. Nah? Now, everyone knows that we need love from others. That's what gives us acceptance. That's what gives us security, right? We need to give love because it gives our life meaning and purpose. And that's another blank in your notes there. Meaning and purpose. And it is with that purpose that we go out and we make friends. With the purpose, we go out, we share the love of Jesus. We go out, we help our neighbors, we help our friends, we help our coworkers, right? But a lot of people in this world think that accomplishments, their job, their possessions, their house, their car, their bank account is what's going to give them satisfaction. And I can tell you that that satisfaction is fleeting, right? How many of you have bought a brand new car? And then 2 months later, it's like, oh, I got one cut in the seat, I got one scratch on the door, and it's like, ah, right? These things, material possessions wear out. Material possessions are not going to fulfill you. It's relationships that are going to fulfill you. Some people live for money, power, and fame. I remember when I was with the bank, we had a bank president on Oahu, and he had his own personal bodyguard. He had his own personal Learjet. His office was on the very top of the building in Honolulu. I went there once, just to pick up a piece of paper once. And he was screaming at somebody in his office. I mean, just livid. And I found out later, he's always like that. He's a very angry man. Why is he so angry? He has all this power. He has all this wealth. He flies in a Learjet, for goodness sakes. One time they came to Kauai, where I was stationed with the bank, and they landed the plane. And so I would go and get the Lincoln Town Car and drive to that part of the airport where the small planes land, and I would have the AC on, the engine on, everything, and then I would have to go hide. So I had to go hide, wait for them to get off the plane, get in the car, and drive away. Okay, then I could go to my car and go back to work. Then they would call me from the airport and say, okay, they left. And then I go back to the airport, get the car, take it to the rental car. It's like, it was crazy. But I remember watching that jet take off one time, and it just like, it goes, bam, and it's gone. I mean, I don't know how many G's they're pulling when they do that. But he had so much material possession, so much power, so much, and yet he was one of the angriest, unhappy people I ever met. No amount of money, no amount of clothes, no amount of cars, no amount of dollar bills is going to make you happy. Relationships make us happy. The truth is that the people that we love and love us gives us purpose in our lives. And then we know that we have that love of God, is God gives us his love, and we extend that to others, one another. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he loved us first. Jesus loved us first. God loved us first. 1 John 4:10, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And I can tell you, in your spiritual life and even in your physical life, if you love God and love people, you will be a happy person. You will have a positive outlook. You will be someone who encourages people. You will not be someone who is always constantly putting other people down or comparing yourself to them. If you truly have the love of Jesus in your heart, you will want to share that with one another. 1 Corinthians, again, 13:13. Live in these three, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Why is love the greatest? Why? I mean, faith, hope, that's pretty interesting, right? That's pretty strong, right? Why is love the greatest? When we get to heaven, we don't need faith anymore. We're going to be with God. We will see him, and he will see us. We will be able to touch him. He will be able to touch us. When we get to heaven, we won't need hope for the future. We will be living in our future. Love is the greatest because it is eternal. When we get to heaven, we will feel God's total love on us. We will be able to share that love with him and with all the angels and with all the souls of humans that have gone before us that are there. So it's very important that we look at these kinds of things and remember that John 1, 4 and 7 says, God is love. If I can call the worship band up. God is love, and love is God. And when we get to heaven, we will be able to feel the full force of his caring, of his love for us and for everyone that is in heaven with us. Don't get me wrong, life can be difficult, right? It can be, you know, dealing with COVID, dealing with this war in Ukraine, you know? You say, oh, it's so far away, it's so far away. It has really affected the entire world. What did you pay for gas the last time you went to the gas station, right? I went just the other day. It was over $5. It was crazy, almost $6. I was talking to a lady last night. She was saying she's visiting her parents here, and she was saying that in Los Angeles, it's over $7. I think she was says $7.19 a gallon. Crazy, right? We see that sometimes you go to the store right now and the shelf is empty. Why is the shelf empty? Where's this special brand of whatever you eat or drink? It's not there because of the war in Ukraine. And then, of course, looking at Putin, we don't know what he's going to do, right? Is he going to start World War III? Is he going to start a nuclear war? I pray not. But in these times, we need one another. We need the Lord in our lives. We need our faith. We need our hope. We need to love one another. And these gifts that God gives us, faith, hope, and love, we share with one another, and it can help you overcome any difficulties in your life. If you've lost a loved one, if you lost your job, if you're having difficulty because prices are so high, right? Have you hurt somebody? Has somebody hurt you? These are the things that we need to take to the Lord. Put our eyes on God and say, Lord, what would you have me do at this situation, at this time, right? And the gifts of God, these three gifts of God, can heal your heart, your soul, and your spirit. So I encourage you to give out these three gifts, faith, hope, and love. Amen?
Amen.
Good. Thank you. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. So I was told that today is Mission Sunday. So if you are so inclined, if you feel the Spirit is pressed upon you to give to missions, Foursquare Missions does support missionaries all around the world. And right now they're focused a lot on what's happening in Ukraine. So if you want to give to missions, you can put your little envelope in that acrylic box in the back. And I've had a great time. And have a good day. Have a better week. God bless you all.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. If you all get up and let's worship the Lord and praising Him and just love, yes.
You've been listening to Pastor Stephen Rice of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keao, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.